taught us how we can grab opportunities wherever and whenever they present themselves. So Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord who descends to this world for the purpose of establishing dharma. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya dushkritam, dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So when Krishna descends thus, he is God. When he comes in this world, especially in the avatar as Krishna, he does not take the position of a king. He is a member of the among the most formidable dynasties in his time. He is a member of the Yadu dynasty, and the Yadu and the Kurus, they are among the most powerful dynasties in their times. So Krishna, although he is born in this dynasty, and although he is disempowered initially because he has to flee for his life and stay in a pastoral setting in Vrindavan for the first few years of his life, still, when he comes back, he exhibits extraordinary power. And he overthrows the tyrant Kamsa, who had terrorized the whole community of Kshatriyas for a very long time. And yet, after this dramatic overthrow, Krishna does not take power himself. Although Krishna demonstrates the tremendous resourcefulness, tremendous strength, tremendous skill in overthrowing Kamsa, doing something which nobody else was able to do. And yet after that, he does not take power. Now Krishna, he does the role, he does the service of a ruler without taking up the privilege of a ruler. So he focuses on contribution without position. And this we see again also with respect to his relationship with Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir could very well have subordinated himself to Krishna if Krishna had chosen to become the world emperor. But Krishna did not do that. Krishna instead encouraged and helped Yudhishthir to become the king. So Krishna did not look for, chase for, even endeavor for any position. In fact, he focused on contribution. Now this is in sharp contrast today with today's social leaders, many of whom vie for position. And so, for example, even if we have some legislative assemblies where throughout the sessions, the legislators simply quarrel over various resolutions without doing any constructive work. And most often, the resolution that they unanimously pass is the resolution to increase their post-retirement salaries. So, the contribution that they do is minimal, but even after that, they want to hold on to the position. Now, if not of the legislator, then after being the legislator, at least a retired legislator, I should have lots of benefits. Now, this is of course a very external example. Now, why does Krishna do such a role? Why does Krishna not take any position? There are reasons that Krishna was born in a particular dynasty or a particular lineage within the dynasty in which the dynasty was cursed that nobody would become the king. Another subsequent So Yadu would directly become the king. But Krishna is not subordinate to any curse. Krishna can trump any curse if he wants to. So what does Krishna do? Then why does Krishna not take up a position? Actually, Krishna is Bhaktavatsala. Krishna is a Lord who loves his devotees, and he wants to promote his devotees. He wants to glorify his devotees. So for glorifying his devotees, what does he do? He actually elevates them. So we'll look at how he deals with Ugrasen and how he deals with Yudhishthir. So after Krishna comes back and overthrows Kamsa, at that time all the Yadus come forward and they offer the crown to Kamsa. In fact, among all the people who come, this past time is described in Gopal Champu, Even Yudhishthira, even Ugrasen is there. And they offer the crown of the monarch to Krishna. And Krishna very humbly and yet firmly says that I am not worthy of this crown. The crown should go to the eldest among us. And the eldest is Ugrasen. Ugrasen Maharaj was the king and he was usurped by Kamsa. Now that Kamsa, the usurper, has been removed, the crown should go back to Ugrasen. So even from a material perspective, Krishna is a Krishna, from a material perspective, Krishna is in, actually focuses on treating the elders with respect. Krishna's pastimes have multiple lessons. So this is one important point with respect to how Krishna deals with his devotees, that he teaches even a culture of material respectfulness. Another point he teaches is that Ugrasen is not a very formidable ruler, but still, by Krishna's power, he becomes a formidable ruler. And in contrast, we see with Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir is already a great king, but by Krishna, by the help of Krishna, Yudhishthir becomes the emperor of the world. So Yudhishthira Paritishthata Varibharavatam Sakha. That by the grace of Krishna, Krishna himself wears a simple peacock feather, but he puts the crown of the world on Yudhishthir. And as through them, through Ugrasen, who is the eldest, and through Yudhishthir, who is a very virtuous king, Krishna fulfills the mission of establishing Dharma. Krishna is not concerned whether I am the king or not. He is concerned whether the mission of Dharma is established or not. And as long as that contribution he is able to make, he is not concerned about the position. And thus he teaches through the example that we should focus more on contribution rather than a position. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Video is not playing itself.